The US has decided to further expand its military presence in Afghanistan for what it calls the killing of Taliban leaders. The new attempt will be led by small units which Washington names counter-terrorism pursuit teams. They are managed by CIA paramilitary officers from the agency's Special Activities Division and operatives from Afghanistan's National Directorate of Security. Experts in Afghanistan have expressed doubts over the effectiveness of the planned operations. They argue that the US and its NATO allies have failed to bring peace and stability to Afghanistan since their invasion of the country in 2001. Therefore, sending more troops will not be a help.
Given the background of the U.S. military role in Afghanistan, sending extra and new special forces to this country will not bring security, and that is because the U.S. is not honest with Afghans.
Other analysts are even more pessimistic about Washington's plan for extra troop deployment. They believe that the U.S. just wants to get rid of the Taliban to serve its own interests in Afghanistan.
In fact, the U.S. is after replacing Taliban militants with the Daesh terrorist group. Washington has now realized that Taliban cannot serve its interests in Afghanistan anymore.
Others, in the meantime, believe that the deployment of extra troops will only derail peace efforts between the Afghan government and the Taliban, since the militants have set the withdrawal of foreign forces as a condition for peace. Given various causes like distrust of Afghans and U.S. forces, many experts believe that the best choice for the U.S. to win this war is to slowly reduce its military presence in Afghanistan and give real support to local troops. Amin Alami, Press TV, Kabul.